This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار Alhamdulillah, we seek Allah. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah. We seek His aid and His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and of our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah allows to be led astray, none can guide aright. And I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah Ta'ala, the Exalted, and that Muhammad is His last messenger and servant. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah and die not except in a state of submission to Him alone. O humanity, be mindful of Allah who created you from a single soul, and from that created His mate, and from that scatters many men and women. O humanity, be mindful of Allah, and do not cut off relations with your kin, with your relatives. Indeed, Allah is the monitor over you. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and speak the truth, in order for Him to accept of your deeds and forgive us for any of our shortcomings. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved the greatest achievement. As to what follows, indeed the best speech is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. And the best guidance is that of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And of the worst affairs in our doctrinal system of Islam are the newly invented ones. For every newly invented affair in this situation is an innovation. And for every innovation is a form of going astray. And for every form of going astray is in the fire of hell. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that. On the television you see a man. Around this man there are people screaming. And upon the screams, the man is trying to breathe. The man is pinned down on the ground outside in the street. And he actually says, I can't breathe. Many of us know what this was. We know the name of this individual. We know what took place. We understood the dynamics. Some of us may not. Some of us still may believe certain things and may not believe certain things. Conspiracies, if you will, that may have taken place. and certain preferences of one person or one type of people over another. The reality that I want to capitalize on in this particular situation with what took place with George Floyd is that it was just on camera. This action of police brutality is something that is normal in what they call the hood, in impoverished areas, in the projects, where it's predominantly African American. And yes, 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 there are crimes that are committed. There are robberies, there's stealing, there's killing. Yes, that is committed. And yes, it may be that he himself was doing a criminal act, if one wants to use that. But does it warrant his death? But what we want to capitalize on here is that this person died, and this particular happening, situation of brutality, if someone in the neighborhood, in this area, in that area, they would say, this is normal. This is nothing new. The clock does not start here with George Floyd in regards to police brutality based on his race or based on his lifestyle or based on his economic status. Yesterday, there was a janazah from, mashallah, our imam. His father passed away. May Allah have mercy on him. May Allah have mercy on him and place him in the highest levels in Jannah. And one beautiful thing that he mentioned about his father, and he said, he's not my father, he's my mentor, he's my teacher, he's my alim. He gave him a lot of titles. May Allah make us fathers of those people that when our children speak of us, they speak in the same manner, ameen. Because Allah is going to take all of us brothers and sisters. But one thing that he said that I asked myself upon hearing it, and it's a reminder for all of you, that he said that his father said, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to leave. There will be times where things will happen in history where you look on the television screen, where you face something, a near-death experience. And if you survive, do you ask yourself, have I thought about even going? Am I ready to go? What has taken place within this month, brothers and sisters, earthquake in Morocco, flooding in Libya, earthquake in Afghanistan recently, and what is taking place with our brothers and sisters in all of these places, and importantly as well, in Philistine al-An, in Palestine. There are some things I want us to consider in regards to what is happening to our brothers and sisters in humanity and our brothers and sisters in faith in Palestine. Why do I say in humanity? Because the Palestinians that are being killed, there are some that are Christian as well. It's important for us to understand that we as Muslims should consider a couple of things. The first of them is that, as it has been termed, currently what is taking place in Philistine is what may be termed as apartheid. What is taking place in South Africa, where you separate a group of people from another group of people due to preference. Group A is more preferred, more virtuous, more deserving of the natural resources, more deserving of what the world has to offer. Group A is preferred over group B. And we will make laws and social structures to where group B does not receive the privileges as group A. To where they may even be annexations, or dare we even say concentration camps, basically, to where you put a border around group B and do not allow them to leave. You deprive them of their natural rights as human beings because of whom they are. This is what can be termed as apartheid. And this apartheid can even lead to genocide. To where you, group A, has the intention of eradicating group B. Eradicating means to eliminate through different means. Starvation, hunger, killing, bombing, whatever it may be. The plan to eradicate them is genocide. Now that we understand this definition, it's important that we understand these terms and we see the situation of what happens in history to where, as they say, if the shoe fits, wear it. The first thing, brothers and sisters, we want to understand is we should not equate the oppressor with the oppressed. Why do I say this? When you look at the news media and you see what's happening with a lot of these major news channels and these when they're questioning whether it's a prime minister of Israel, or particularly whether it's a prime minister of Palestine in different countries, they start off by asking the question, do you condone the action of this terrorist organization? Condoning terrorist. Immediately putting these words in the minds of the, in the ears of the listener, and in the minds of the one that views, as though the clock started October 7th. The clock started of what? Of killing. Of violation. Of human life. But brothers and sisters, it's important for us to know who the oppressor and the oppressed is. And in this case, we see that the Palestinians, may Allah have mercy on them. May Allah protect them. May Allah protect any soul that has been taken unjustly. Just as in 9/11, we say that we do not support as Muslims, the taking of any innocent life. The one that Allah has chosen to live on this earth, to take them off of this earth unjustly, is un-Islamic. And to be consistently questioned about that, but not question the latter of the ones that kill with no justification, that is where there is an imbalance. That is where there is an imbalance. When there is annexation, when there are blockades, when, as we've seen now currently in Gaza, and in all of Palestine, particularly in Gaza, that there is closing, they're closing the electricity. No water, no food. What are you supposed to do? The human being, after calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will look for some type of help within himself and the ones around him or her. We cannot equate the oppressor with the oppressed. To where they say, why would you condone the killing of these civilians? Okay, these civilians, of the ones that you are calling terrorists, have been killed for over 50 years based on who they are, or based on a territory that they live, which in fact, they were the majority of that territory years ago. They were the majority. What happened? It's important that we understand and make the differentiation of who the oppressed and the oppressor is, to where there is no equation when putting them in the same bucket in regards to responsibility. In regards to our responsibility. And we as Muslims, it is incumbent upon us to make sure that we uphold the spirit of the Sharia. Because many times when we say the Sharia, we understand the deen of Islam. But the spirit of the Sharia is very important for us to understand. Preservation of human life. Preservation of lineage. Preservation of money. Preservation of religion. This is what is incumbent upon us to protect, to defend, to honor, to respect. So never making that equation between the two. The second point that it's important for us to realize as Muslims, as we see on the media, which connects to the first point, is the selective attention that has been given. The selective attention that has been given to those that support oppression. By the questioning that is asked, when we are in the stores, when we are at work, the framing of the question that was a question that was well-known question post 9/11, are you Muslim or an American? A loaded question. To where if you say I'm Muslim, they can automatically say, ah, see, he's not patriotic. He or she is not American. And if you say you're American, okay, so you denounce Islam. No, I am both. So when they ask you the question, do you condone the acts of these people? We say, as Muslims, we don't condone killing innocent civilians. Even to the degree in war, if there was war, do not chop off a tree. Do not kill women and children, from the mannerisms of war in Islam. So we as Muslims don't condone that, but you're asking the wrong question. Let's have a little revisionist history and not have selective questioning. Selective empathy. Because every human being has a right. And when you belittle one group's blood over another, this is where we as Muslims and as human beings have a problem. And this is where it's important for the Muslim to speak out. to the best of their ability. And this is where it's important for the Muslim to make sure their voice is heard. But when we say that, we don't leave it without any responsibility. Many of us have seen posters that there are rallies that are taking place today. Mashallah, we have a cop car in front of the masjid. Because there is probably some people that have a wrong perception about Islam and Muslims. And there are Muslims that may have a wrong perception about the latter. So when we see this take place, there are certain mannerisms in regards to letting your voice be heard. People will go out on strike and they will do mudaharat. They will take, you know, posters and they will want to speak the truth. They will want to propagate the oppression, propagate the fact that there is oppression. But it's important, brothers and sisters, that we are goal-oriented. That when we see a problem, we have a strategy and a goal with ultimately the preservation of human life. And ultimately, that preservation of human life to tell them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different ways. So if you're going out on strike, be careful. If you want to go across from a group of people that may be Jewish or Christians supporting the Jewish, and they're making it a religious matter, which in essence it can be. But we make sure we understand the verse by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a foundational principle for us to remember. Allah says in the Quran, after a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, وَلَا تَسُبُّوا الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّوا اللَّهَ عَدَوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Allah says in the Quran, and do not curse those that call on other than Allah, for they will curse Allah without knowledge. I remember when I pulled up to one of these strikes a long time ago, I come into the parking lot and they're standing at the entrance and one of them calls my wife a name I can't even say in the masjid. My first reaction was, handle your business. Stop the car, handle your business by giving him the business. First reaction, I'm not even going to lie to you. But then you have to stop and look at the masalih and the mafasid. What is beneficial? 51 to 100% more beneficial or 51 to 100% more harmful? This is what is important in regards to speaking out, especially raising your voice in these particular environments. What is your goal for going there? Are you trying to articulate a message to the surrounding people that may not know what has been going on in Palestine with the Palestinians? That they are not aware of the apartheid and possible genocide? That they are not aware that the electricity has been cut off? No food, no water? To spread awareness? Lofty goal. To go there and shout and cause problems and possibly can lead to death? This is where it can be problematic. Not only for you, but for your respective communities. So firstly, brothers and sisters, knowing that when we watch the news, depending on which news outlet, which is the majority of them, when we hear the questioning, immediately know that the questioning may be equating the oppressed with the oppressor, not having any revisionist history, not taking it back to when it started, the establishment of Israel. How did it start? Not taking that into account when they ask a question. It's important for us as Muslims to know this. And it's important for us as Muslims to get our children educated on this history. For verily, ones that don't educate on themselves on history are most likely to repeat it. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه. SubhanAllah, brothers and sisters, I remember when I was leaving outside of a masjid, it was Yom al-Jum'ah, and this is when the war in Syria was taking place. I remember I was leaving outside of the masjid, and there was a cake, and it was the Syrian flag, and it had the face of someone that was dead. And I've never seen this. This is the first time I've seen faces in the newspapers in this part of the world. I didn't know what was going on. But I knew that I had to educate myself on what was going on. At the same token, I didn't think it was the wisest way to propagate certain oppression that is taking place. Because at the same time, I saw that there was a lot of anger. A lot of anger and frustration, which is human. But just as we are sad with the passing away of someone, there is also the responsibility of being patient with the predestination of Allah by taking that person. There is a process of closure that the human being must go through. And it's very important for your sanity, for your family, for your community. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in a beautiful hadith where he said roughly that each one of you will have your maq'ad in Jannah. You have your seat in Jannah if you're from the people of Jannah. And there will be people from you that will have your seat in the hellfire if you're from the people of the hellfire. Then the companion said, O Messenger of Allah, afala natakil? Then should we not just relax? It's already predestined. It's already predestined. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I'malu fa kullun muyassarun lima khuliqa lah. The Prophet also said, "La." He said, work, act, for verily each one of you has been facilitated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that which you were created. Meaning that although there is predestination, that does not deny you the fact to act, the reality that you still have to act. There are three things that I want to remind us in regards to what has taken place with our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Three things that I want to remind you all, that each and every single one of us, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has established here, we all have a responsibility. And there are three things. The first of them is to donate. And when you hear the word donate, this is not a fundraiser. But it can be to donate your time, your talent, or your treasures. Donate your time to communities that may need education. Donate your time to tell people about Islam. Donate your time to get involved in the general community. Here in Coppell, there may be people that have the wrong, not maybe, there will be people that have the wrong message about Islam and Muslims. There will be people that have the wrong message of Palestine because they are not educated. Because they are working 9 to 5 and have 4 children in each grade and their grandparents are living with them. So they're just going to see what's on the news by news that they trust by their father who is very conservative. They've never met a Muslim. They've never met a Palestinian. They've never met a Syrian. They've never met a Lebanese. They've never met them. So when they see you, they automatically have a perception. And let's be honest, we as Muslims have perceptions about the white man as well. SubhanAllah, how many times have I heard when I hear people speak in their language, they'll say Pakistani or the white man. They have a perception about the white man. It is important that we as Muslims even lead that in educating ourselves about each other. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُ. We made you nations and tribes for you to get to know one another. Because knowledge of each other increases the cohesion, the love, the healthy coexistence. But when you constantly close the door to the masjid, go to your car, go home, don't get involved in any community activities, how do we expect healthy cohesion, coexistence? So donating your time, donating your talents. When you get involved in communities, whatever career you have, going to a local community center and teaching people from your knowledge, software engineering, plumbing, carpentry, anything, to donate your time and your treasures. Firstly, to a place of the worship of Allah, establishing the word of Allah on the earth within the mosque, in the masjid. Donating to these causes is how you can help the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminate in its respective areas. And with that, this is what we call grassroots. And they call it grassroots because you start with a foundational sociological action, which is getting involved. The second of them is that we are diligent. That we're diligent. We are diligent in learning about the history of Palestine. When we see a newscaster ask, do you condemn Hamas for what they are doing? And then you see the no, this is the wrong question. Why is it the wrong question? Why are they asking that question? Has anything taken place 50, 70 years ago in this country? Were the prophets inhabitants of this earth? What is the relevance of Bayt al-Maqdis? What is the relevance of Quds? What is the relevance of these places? And how does it tie into a socioeconomic structure or importance that we as Muslims should know? As Muslims should know. What is the third holiest mosque in Islam? Where is it? How does it have a connection to what is going on today? Diligent in learning. And brothers and sisters, I have to be honest. There is no excuse if we do not know. Nowadays, no excuse. No excuse. For you not to turn on YouTube, Google. We even have AI, artificial intelligence now, to learn more about the history of this blessed land. To be diligent and learning. And to be active with our youth even. Those that are probably the most technologically savvy. Social media. Finding good messages. Reminding people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reminding people with accurate statistics on people that have died due to oppression. Reminding people on these principles of what true oppression is. The meaning of apartheid. The meaning of genocide. The meaning of racism. Educating people through Instagram, through Facebook, through Twitter, taking the opportunity to learn yourself from reliable sources and to spread this news to where people can be educated, because this is what they deserve. It is a right for them to be educated. So to donate, to be diligent, brothers and sisters, this is not a time to sit and relax and not be educated about what is going on with our brothers and sisters in Palestine, which has been going on for over 50 years of siege, of blockades, of killing, of oppression. Lastly, and not least, and I want to end it with this, and we hear it all the time, and as a matter of fact, we're supposed to hear it all the time. Dua. I do not want to mistake the term dua as though this is all we have. But wallahi, if it was all we had, it is enough as well. The opportunities that were mentioned earlier, going online, going offline, donating to your communities, educating your communities, going online and educating communities, brothers and sisters, it is very important that we put our hands up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him to protect our brothers and sisters around the world. To ask Him to protect our brothers and sisters that have died from the earthquakes, from the flooding. To ask Him to protect and guide our brothers and sisters that have died from oppressive actions. To ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us patient with His predestination. To ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us perseverance, thabat, throughout this process of being patient. When you will see sometimes, as human beings, we may ask, when is the help of Allah coming? All of this is taking place. Muslim countries around the world, these natural disasters in Muslim countries, Allah, why? Natural as a human being. But when you have conditioned yourself to be patient with what Allah has predestined, that is perseverance. That is thabat. And that is what Allah promises for those that have thabat. His promise is near. And lastly, brothers and sisters, to bless us with prosperity. Prosperity. And I mean prosperity, and that is success. Prosperity of the heart. Allahumma alladhi tawaffaytahu minna fatawaffahu ala al-iman. O Allah, as we say in our prayer for Salat al-Janazah, the one that you have caused to die and leave this earth, allow him to die on iman, brothers and sisters. Leaving this earth pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most important thing out of all of this. When we rely on the tangible things of what we see on the news and things that we see we don't want to see, it reminds us that there will be a time that Allah will take us. There will be a time that Allah will take us. Just as it is natural for us to be sad with the departing of our brothers and sisters due to oppression, one thing that we should be reminded of is that they are shuhada. This should not be taken lightly. Because if you stay sad with what Allah has predestined, it can lead you to anger. But when you're saddened by the fact of oppression, that's what makes you sad. But when you think about where they're going, this is what we all strive. And that's why the Muslim that relies on Allah, that's why the Muslim that understands the concept of dying on iman, Wallahi, no one can take that away from you. And doing these actions of donating your time, being diligent in learning for the sake of Allah, strengthens that iman in your heart to where if you are in the hospital or you are on a field and you know that your time is coming, you leave this earth happy with what Allah has predestined. Ya Rabbil Alameen, usul ikhwanan al-mustada'afin fi Filistin, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, help the weak and destitute that are in Palestine, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, help the weak and destitute that are hungry, that are thirsty, that are relying on you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, bless them with perseverance and patience and prosperity, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, make it easy upon them to deal with what you have predestined, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, bless our children with nourishment of iman. Bless our children with the nourishment and their parents with the nourishment of iman, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, bless our brothers and sisters that you have taken from an earthquake or that you are taken from drowning. Bless them to be of the shuhada, Ya Rabbil Alameen, of the martyrs. Ya Rabbil Alameen, protect our brothers and sisters around the world, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah maghfir lahum min dhunubihim, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah amidhum bimadadin min indika ya al-azizu ya al-qawiyu ya al-mateen. Allah, help all of us, Ya Rabbil Alameen, in our iman with your qadr, with your predestination. Make us of those that stand up in prayer, ana al-layli wa atraf al-nahar, in the middle of the day and at the edges of the day, in the middle of the night, calling on you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to protect our brothers and sisters physically, but most importantly, with their iman in you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh, Ya Rabbil Alameen, make us those that if we see or hear of the death of our brothers and sisters, we make dua for them, knowing that they are the shuhada and that they are pleased with you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh, Allah, bless all of the individuals that have been oppressed and make us of those that have knowledge of what is going on to act accordingly in a conducive fashion for humanity, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana, atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار يا أيها المؤمنون إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. Remember Allah and be mindful of you and be thankful to him, he will increase you, and the remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing, and Allah is well aware of what you do. أقيم الصلاة.